Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything White Horse. I am your host, Janelle. Today, we will be talking to Miss Tanya about grit workers for White Horse. Let's get started. Hello, Miss Tanya. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about yourself and what grit is.
Yeah, so I'm a grit worker with Dane County. Early intervention services. And so grit, there is one grit worker for every high school attendance area. And I just happen to be the La Follette attendance area. So I work at White Horse, La Follette, Sennett, Badger Rock, and then also the elementary schools. So I provide mentoring and intervention with groups and also with one-on-one to better serve students and bringing them together. What we do is we bring identified leaders together and we bring them together in groups so they can share voices and experiences just to promote self-esteem and make choices that truly serve them and their most authentic self.
What is grit like actually?
Sure. So grit stands for a gang response intervention team. What we do is we provide early intervention and prevention to identified leaders in the different schools.
What are some things you're doing in the community?
Not only are we working in all of the different schools doing one-on-one mentoring and groups, empowerment groups, we also run groups outside of the school day. So some of those groups happen in the school and then also out of the school day at our office, which is located at the Youth Justice and Prevention Building. Outside of that, we do partner with a lot of other community partners in throwing events. So we're doing a lot of that, in the evenings and on the weekends to promote just good things in our community.
That sounds amazing. Okay, so tell me more about, because I heard you were doing some mentoring. Tell me more about that.
Sure. So the mentoring that we do would also be with identified leaders. And so we really rely heavily on our social workers and then also different people within the school that work very closely with a lot of the students. And we get those referrals that way. And so the mentoring aspect of things, we work on things. We practice self-advocacy. We practice authentic self-expression. We work on voice, choices, belonging, confidence, and basically just bringing out the best you.
You mentioned something about community events earlier. Would you like to talk more about what kind of events you're doing?
Yeah, sure. So we many times we partner up with Briar Patch to throw different events. We also partner up with the different community centers and Warner Park and things like that. So there's not any specific event right now that I'm speaking of, but also Commonwealth has something going on. What is that? I believe it's in the middle of November for some job training. And so those are some of the things at East High School. And those are some of the things that we'll partner up with to kind of get kids involved and over there.
I heard that you're doing some amazing things with the community. But are there any things that you're doing individually?
Yeah. So annually, I run at what's called an athletic wear drive. Where I reach out on Facebook and with a Facebook group with anyone that would like to donate gently used or brand new athletic wear or sports bras or things like that for our kids that are taking gym class and PE and might want to change into other things that they may or may not have.
That sounds great. Okay. So is there anything else you would like to talk about?
No, I think in general, I think our community right now and community partners are kind of gearing up for the holiday season and figuring out what that looks like right now and how we can provide resources and support to families in need.
Okay, so thank you for talking to me today.
Sure, yeah, thank you for having me.
And that's all we're going to be talking about today in White Horse in the Know.